And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of January, 2017. Birthday of Ethan Allen, born Litchfield, Connecticut, 1738. Settled in what is now Vermont and formed the Green Mountain Boys, which captured the British fort at Ticonderoga in 1775, a turning point in the Revolutionary War. It was on this date, 1789, the first American novel was published. It was in Boston. The title was The Power of Sympathy, or The Triumph of Nature Founded in Truth. The author was William Hill Brown. It was a story of a young New Englander named Thomas Harrington who falls in love with a girl named Harriet, who is, unbeknownst to him, his illegitimate half-sister. His father has to decide whether to reveal his own dark secret to save the couple from incest. The father dashes off a note to his minister. He is now even upon the point of marrying. Shall I proceed as of marrying his sister? And the father does intervene on the eve of the wedding. The engagement is called off. Harriet dies of consumption, and Thomas eventually shoots himself. It was all inspired by a scandal in Boston. A woman named Fanny Apthorpe had had an affair with her sister's husband named Perez Morton. She got pregnant, ultimately committed suicide. It's the birthday of one of the founders of the American Civil Liberties Union, Roger Nash Baldwin, born Wellesley, Massachusetts, 1884. He was a pacifist and a conscientious objector during World War I and spent a year in jail for it. It's the birthday of the critic and essayist Louis Menand, born in Syracuse in 1952, best known for his nonfiction book The Metaphysical Club, A Story of Ideas in America, about the philosophy of pragmatism as it was developed by William James, John Dewey, and Oliver Wendell Holmes. Louis Menand, writer for The New Yorker and The New Republic, said, "I just try, like any writer, to be entertaining and interesting. I want people to get some pleasure and to learn something. It doesn't really matter whether it's about T.S. Eliot or about Tom Clancy." It's the birthday of the fashion designer Christian Dior, born in Granville, France, in 1905, who started his fashion house in 1946 to make women's clothing that was curvier and more feminine than the boxy style that had predominated during the war. Here's a poem for today by William Greenway, Theater. Like the neighborhood kind you went to as a kid, full of yellow light and red velvet curtains, and everybody there, friends, bullies, throwing popcorn, somebody with red hair. The roof is leak-stained like the bloody footprints of the beast from 20,000 fathoms. There's a yo-yo demonstration by a greasy man in a sequined suit. The girl you love is there somewhere, but you can't find her. Or if you do, she's with some jerk with muscles. And the show won't start. There's whistling and stomping, paper airplanes and 3D glasses, until you don't even care anymore because your head is tired, a stone atop a tendril, and you just want to sleep when, sure enough, the curtain finally rises, darkness falls, and here it comes. Theater, a poem by William Greenway, from Fishing at the End of the World, published by Word Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry, more at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Association of Writers and Writing Programs, celebrating 50 years of support, advocacy, and community. Learn more at awpwriter.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.